For May 5th, 2016, it's the Lullabot Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's the Lullabot Podcast, episode 186. I'm Matt Cleve, a senior developer at Lullabot. With me, my co-host, Mike Herschel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
Awesome. Hey, we've been leading up to DrupalCon, the last couple of shows we've done on the podcast, talking about some sessions that are going to be happening at DrupalCon and, you know, kind of hyping it up. Got a couple of days.
It's coming up.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm pumped. Hey, beyond pumped.
So we have a bunch of Lullabots on the line with us today because we have a bunch of Lullabots giving talks at New Orleans, at DrupalCon New Orleans.
Yep, so we're going to talk about all the sessions. We're going to plug them. We're going to talk about other sessions that everybody's interested in and talk about just our DrupalCon experiences.
And I guess the takeaway could be an attendee to DrupalCon has a short list of good things that they should see, maybe something that they didn't know about. You know, now they know about it.
It makes sense to me.
So we got a bunch of people on the line. Are we going to introduce everybody first? Are we going to talk to them about their sessions? How are we going to do this?
I think that sounds good.
I think Joe Schindelar is going to talk first. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Matt.
Hi, Joe. Joe's a developer and trainer with Drupalize Me. Hi, I'm Joe Schindelar.
Can you say that for us, Joe?
Or, hi.
Hi. Welcome to Drupalize Me, the largest collection of Drupal training videos anywhere.
Awesome. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
So second from Drupalize Me is Amber Matz, production manager and trainer. Hey, Amber, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Hey, Amber, I'm calling to bug you so we can do our Drupalize Me promo. Matthew Tift is also along with us, a senior developer with Lullabot. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. You've become a regular.
I think this is three in a row now for me.
You should be the host.
I should start a podcast.
Yes, about open source. Next, we have Mark Drummond, who is a front-end developer at Lullabot and a Drupal core contributor. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Howdy.
Mark, you've been on before too, haven't you?
Yes.
My goodness. That's great. Great. Cool. And from all the way from Omaha, Nebraska, we have senior developer Dave Reed. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Dave Reed with all the modules.
Dave Reed has developed no modules. They're all responsible, or they're all from me.
I actually had my cats write them all. I didn't write anything.
That works. Mike Herschel, you're on the line as well. Mike Herschel will be talking at DrupalCon. Hi, Mike.
Holy crap, I will be talking. I'm excited. How you doing?
Good. Good. And also one more person, we have Jeff Eaton, senior digital strategist at Lullabot. Hi, Jeff.
Matt, I think you forgot Helena Subcow.
Oh my gosh, where was he? She was on the list.
I know. Come on. Hey, Helena, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Helena is a front-end developer here at Lullabot, and she's awesome.
And she's from Florida, too, so we like her.
Yeah. You know, being on she's about two hours away from me.
Yeah, we kind of take over sometimes. So, Helena, we'll kick it off with you. Helena will be giving a talk about web accessibility at DrupalCon. Web accessibility 101, principles, concepts, and financial viability. Ooh, sounds like good questions. What are we talking about?
Oh, I'm super excited about it. It's not a technical accessibility presentation, so there's no code here. Instead, it's going to be a high-level presentation focused more on the business strategy end of why accessibility is so important, how to sell it to your clients and the rest of your company, and how to ultimately make both your own company and your clients, if you have them, more successful by implementing it in your projects throughout the entire project lifecycle. So this is a good one for leadership, sales, and project managers to attend.
Ooh. So when we're talking accessibility, just so everybody's on the same page, what do we mean by accessibility?
Accessibility is how we make the web awesome for everybody. So we're talking people who are using screen readers, someone who can't use a mouse, all those little touches to make the web work for everyone.
Yeah.
Now you've been speaking about accessibility for a while. I saw on our internal Yammer that you just gave a talk down in Orlando about accessibility. Is that the same talk? So are you practicing this?
Yes, it is the same talk. I brushed up on it a little bit at NB Labs last night.
Nice. So,
the home of Code School, right?
Yeah, Code School.
Cool.
Yep.
And you're one of the Accessibots. There was a sticker last year, wasn't there?
Yes, there was a sticker. I still have a few left. So if you're really nice to me at DrupalCon, you might be able to get your hands on one.
Really, so if we come to your session, can we like give like a code word and get a sticker?
Yes, if you go caw-caw, I'll give you a sticker if I have any left. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing that in the middle of your session, just so you're prepared.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to that. All right.
All right. One last thing. What day and what room?
Oh, it's on Thursday, May 12th at 10:45 in room 274.
Thursday morning, we can go see Helena and learn all about web accessibility and how it's something we should be doing.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Or how it's something we could be doing, right? Because we're talking about viability. That's always a good question there.
We are doing accessibility. If you're not doing accessibility, you're behind the times, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
I just got called out in a code review today because I displayed none something and I shouldn't have, so.
It removes it from the DOM tree.
Yeah.
Or not the DOM tree, but the render tree.
Cool.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Helena, you were at DrupalCon LA. You've been to DrupalCons before, yeah?
Yeah.
How many? What is this for you?
Just DrupalCon LA.
Okay.
But that's where I got my data. You may have had me run up to you with an iPad at DrupalCon LA, and if you did the survey that I asked you to do, you're actually part of the data pool that my presentation has some slides based on. So that's kind of neat to bring it full circle.
So what was your favorite DrupalCon LA moment?
Ooh, besides Meatpocalypse, when we all ate ridiculous amounts of steak.
Meatpocalypse could totally count.
Meatpocalypse was fantastic.
But you're gonna have to explain it.
Oh, okay. We went to, what is it called? Texas Day Brazil? I don't know, something like that. And they just bring skewers of meat until you wish you were dead. It's incredible.
I was very sick after that.
I think we all were. Yeah, I actually texted one of my friends from bed, "This is how I die. I have no regrets." But and meeting everyone is always great. There's so many new friends to make. So I love it.
So are there any sessions that you're looking forward to?
Yes, there are two that I'm itching to see. I really want to see Gus Child's session, AHA, Understanding and Using Render Arrays in Drupal 8, and that's on Tuesday at 1 p.m.
I love Gus. He's super smart.
He's such a good teacher.
That session's like totally on my list of things to see, too. I feel like understanding render arrays is one of those things that everybody really needs to do, but few people actually take the time to like really get in depth and understand how everything works, so I always find those sessions to be great.
Didn't you give a render array talk once upon a time? Like last year, right? DrupalCon?
Well, I don't think last year. It's been a couple of years. I've given a presentation about Form API, which is a subset of the render API. Drupal 7 specifically, so it's different for Drupal 8 too. So even if you feel like you know how render arrays work, you should come check out this session and learn how they work in Drupal 8.
Awesome. So Helena, what was the other one you wanted to see?
The other one is easy accessibility in Drupal 8. So if anybody's bummed that they want to learn about accessibility, but mine doesn't have any actual development accessibility stuff in it, you can go to theirs. Catherine McNally and David Spiro will be presenting on Wednesday at 1:45, and they're going to do practical, compassionate, and cost-effective for accessibility.
Great. Have you seen them talk before?
Nope.
Should be an adventure.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Joe, we just heard from you. Joe, you'll be talking as well. Altering and extending and enhancing Drupal 8. That's one of your sessions.
It's true. So I'm giving a presentation on Tuesday morning at 11 in room 271-273. I assume that means it's like two smaller rooms and they remove the partition in the middle or something. I don't know. I'm going to go to 271 personally. The presentation is about... it's kind of talking about all the different ways that a module developer can alter or extend Drupal 8. If you're familiar with Drupal 7, you could use hooks to do all of these different things, tie into whatever was going on in the page building cycle of a Drupal request. And in Drupal 8, there's a lot of different techniques for doing that, including hooks, plugins, responding to events, using services. So I'm going to take a real high-level look at what each of those things are. Not really go into too much depth on how they work, but kind of give people an idea of if you're trying to figure out which one of these systems to use in your module, here's some tips on how to do that. And I'm also going to be talking about Documentation. I'm giving a presentation with Tatiana from the Drupal Association. We're going to talk about kind of all the things that are going on in documentation land for Drupal. I'll talk a bit about kind of a state of things, what are the kind of the good and the bad about documentation right now, what are things that we're doing to try to improve it. I'm a member of the documentation working group, and Tatiana works for the Drupal Association, and they're currently making a bunch of changes to the infrastructure on Drupal.org and the way the documentation is managed. So we're going to talk about all of those things. If you've ever been interested in learning ways to contribute to documentation or just kind of what that looks like, or if you've got ideas about how we could make it better, you should come check out the session on Wednesday at 3:45 in room 274.
So, hey, Joe, I hear there's a new content type coming out on D.O. Is that correct for documentation?
There is. I don't personally know all of the details. Tatiana does, so you should talk to her about it. But the gist of it is Drupal.org is going to start using organic groups in order to create sections within the handbook and allow people to place pages within a section, and then for us to have essentially maintainers of sections of the documentation, amongst other things. You'll be able to say, like, the theme guide, for example, has Mark Drummond as a maintainer. Being a maintainer gives him some special permissions in the section. It also allows him the opportunity to, like, get credit for the work that he's doing in ways that we've not been able to do before. It's pretty exciting.
That's pretty awesome.
Neat. It sounds like your two sessions, Joe, kind of a theme about the latest, greatest, and making sure everybody stays up on top of it. That was a softball to say, Joe, you're awesome.
Joe, you're awesome. Yeah, I know. Thanks. You're welcome.
So, well, do you have any sessions that you're excited to see?
Yeah, Helena mentioned this, but I'm also excited to see the understanding render arrays session. I find that stuff fascinating, and it's partially just hearing how other people explain it is interesting to me too, because I'm always trying to find better ways to talk about these things. I'm also excited about Watch the Hackers Hack, which is a session by a couple of members of the security team. And it sounds like they're going to kind of do live demonstrations of a few different Drupal exploits. And I don't know. I expect it to be both awesome and terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one as well. We had Greg and Michael on the podcast last episode, and I'm looking forward to their session as well.
Cool. And then I'm super excited about Amber's session, but I won't give it away because she can talk about it when it's her turn.
Now, are you going to be sprinting on Friday?
I am. I will be sticking around for Friday, and I will probably be kind of bouncing back and forth a bit between the mentor sprints, just because I really love the first-time sprinters stuff and getting to meet new people in the community and help out there. And then I'm sure there will be documentation-related stuff going on as well. I don't know. Come find me if you want to help with documentation, or if you're looking for someone to help you get started sprinting on Drupal core and are interested in that.
Oh, Joe, we forgot to ask you, what's your favorite DrupalCon experience?
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite DrupalCon experiences was at, I think it was in Denver, DrupalCon Denver. The Drupalize Me booth had, like, We did presentations at the booth kind of during lunch and, like, other break times. And the different people from Lullabot gave presentations. And I remember James Sansbury gave a presentation that involved puppets, which was hilarious. And Andrew Barry gave a presentation. So I think he talked about, like, Git, and he was dressed up in this, like, prison, like, black and white prison stripes uniform. I don't know. I just remember it being hilarious. And I have this photo where I'm, like, standing by the booth, and I took a photo of everyone watching, and it's really funny because every single person watching has their phone in front of their face, like they're taking a picture or reading Twitter or something. It's pretty fun.
DrupalCon is an experience. You never know what you're going to find.
Truth.
So, Dave Reed, you're talking to DrupalCon. What's your session about?
I am. I've got a core conversation about let it go, let it go. Actually, it's learning to let go. So it's a little bit of a different topic for me. I'm usually, like, hey, look at the cool thing and the cool modules I did last year. You know, the typical thing. But
yeah, but that takes a couple of sessions usually, right? I mean, that takes at least like 2 or 3 hours to go through all of them. But
you're different
this year. What's different? Tell me.
Different. So I'm talking about how I've been trying to go on this little personal journey about maybe not taking on as much and learning to let some of people take over some of the modules. I mean, we always talk about burnout. So this is kind of related in that section, but I don't know. It's not really something that we talk about how do we gracefully hand over things and the problems that I faced in that process and the anxiety I have. So it's essentially going to be like therapy where everyone in the audience is the psychologist and I'm sitting on the couch in front. I think that's what it's going to be.
That sounds terrifying.
Don't have to hold it back anymore, Dave.
I have lots of Dries issues, lots of Dries dad issues.
What was your first DrupalCon, Dave?
My first DrupalCon was 2009, I think, in D.C., Washington, D.C., in the United States. And awesome. I got a scholarship to go, and I literally knew no one. And I think I maybe went to the Lullabot party or some kind of party. And the people were like asking, like, "Oh, well, you know, who are you? What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, I just got added as a co-maintainer to Path Auto and or Token or something like that." And like, "We need to buy you a beer!" And like that was like my first introduction to the community, like in real life. That was great.
You know, Dave, I remember we met in San Francisco. You had a note pinned on your shirt that said, "I'm looking for a job" or something like that.
I was job looking at that point. Yeah. Yes,
I thought that was pretty cool. Just put it out there. Right? That's a good way. Go to DrupalCon, get hired.
San Francisco was a good one too. I liked that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was your favorite experience, your favorite ever DrupalCon experience?
For me, it has to be EdenCon. It's, you know, getting the special red shirts that we had in Denver. And I was actually out to dinner with Eden before the party had been planned and before they were going to surprise him with the party. Mm-hmm. And we were like, go over here. And then all of a sudden, like, it's this whole place and the look of surprise on his face. And then people started carrying him in. I think Mark Zonnebaum was involved in that. Mark's related to Jeff Eaton. I don't know. Then that was just a really fun time and it was super packed and it was a good time.
The best part was Eaton didn't even know what he was walking into that night. That was cool.
That's and then crazy. Like he started seeing some of the shirts as we got further and further into the building. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Whose idea was that? Do you anybody know that?
I think it was actually Sally.
What's that?
Sally, I think was something on that. Yeah.
Something like, because he was on vacation, so they planned it while he was on vacation. I remember that.
Eaton actually took some time off and they put together EatonCon. It started as a joke. But I think the Lullabot party didn't have a theme that year.
Yeah.
So they said, let's just take the EatonCon joke and run with it. And sometimes we take jokes too far, but that was fun.
Cool.
I do want to say one thing about my core conversation, too. Mm-hmm. There will be an Oprah moment.
Free car?
Where there are going to be some free modules literally given away during the session.
You will
be present to win.
So do we have to look under our seat before we sit down just in case?
Don't tell all the secrets.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You're going to stick me with multi-field?
I'll stick you with XML sitemap. That's fine.
Mike Herschel. So now I want to hear about your session. Debugging, profiling, and rocking out with browser-based developer tools.
Yep. So this is basically kind of an awesome session on Chrome developer tools and also a little bit of Firefox and maybe some IE developer tools. So as a front-end developer, you're constantly using this stuff to debug. And if you can increase your productivity and using these tools, you can kind of rapidly, increase your productivity in general, which is awesome. There's so much cool stuff in here, and it's constantly changing. There's new techniques and new features coming into the software pretty regularly. It seems like every other week there's something new. And so I'm gonna show like a lot of different tips and tricks and workflows on how to debug, how to audit, how to profile your web pages, and how to identify problems and potentially fix problems if we have time. And it's honestly a lot of fun. I've been given talks similar to this for maybe about a year, and so I have like a couple like pre-canned jokes, you know, that'll make like the audience groan and you know, maybe laugh, and it's pretty fun. Ho ho ho, yeah. Honestly, it's a lot of fun. The session's Thursday at 1 p.m. It's in room 280, and it's going to be awesome. And I also have this thing where I'm kind of experimenting, where I'm going to leave my Twitter app open, so you can tweet me insults or questions, and then I will respond to them as they're coming in.
That doesn't sound distracting at all.
No, absolutely not. A lot of this is it's not so much a slide deck. It's examples. You know, I have maybe about 5 or 6 slides just as introductions and where to get more information at the beginning and end. But in between, I'm actually kind of opening up developer tools and going through and showing stuff by example. So a lot of times it's fun. You know, there's certain times where, you know, something breaks and it doesn't work properly, but I'll be running through everything, you know, the day before just to kind of tighten everything up a little bit. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And we hope Chrome doesn't have like a complete rewrite the day before your session or something.
You know, that has happened before at DrupalCamp Atlanta, where I literally had Chrome open while I was giving this presentation, and it locked up on me. And so I relaunched it, and it launched with a new version. Like, no joke, as I'm on stage, which to me was just pretty funny and ironic.
I was just joking, because that would be terrifying.
You know, I kind of roll with it, so, yeah.
So what other sessions are you hoping to hear?
Yeah, so I'm excited about, like, all the front-end JavaScript and decoupled JavaScript sessions. You know, there's one with Preston So, Matt Davis, and John Kennedy, and that's going to be super exciting. You know,
Preston, who was on the podcast a few episodes ago and talking about adding a framework to Core.
Yeah. It's Preston. Preston and John Kennedy both work for Acquia. Matt Davis works for MediaCurrent. Matt Davis gave a really awesome presentation at Florida DrupalCamp talking about progressive decoupled panels that he worked on weather.com. And it was really, really interesting, so I'm kind of excited to listen to them. There's another session with Preston, Danny Norton, and Mark Drummond, who's on this podcast, which is kind of a panel about that type of stuff, so we'll hear Mark talk about that in a bit. So that's pretty awesome. Also, one other thing. There's creating online stores with commerce, too. So I'm excited about commerce just because I'm always kind of excited about it. And I'm looking forward to heckling Matt Glamon on there because he's funny. And, yeah.
I guess that's part of, you know, meeting up with your friends at DrupalCon and heckling them at their sessions, because I'm sure he'll do the same to you, right?
Well, let's hope not.
He'll do it on Twitter because now he knows that he can. So, Mike, what's your favorite DrupalCon memory?
I actually have two favorite ones. So the first one is playing Tejo at DrupalCon Bogota, and so for those that don't know, and I'm assuming most people don't know, Tejo is this game. It's like cornhole or beanbag toss, but instead of like a beanbag, you're actually throwing a rock, and instead of a board, you're hitting explosives. And there's
wait, really?
Yeah, I'm not. Joe Schindler was with me, and him and I did pretty good.
I can confirm this story.
Yes. And it was honestly pretty fantastic. And that was a lot of fun. Another favorite DrupalCon experience with me was the party at DrupalCon Chicago at the Field Museum, where, you know, you're drinking your beer or wine or whatever, and you're having fun, and then you turn around and you're like, holy cow, it's a mammoth! You know, and it's kind of wild as the night goes on.
Well, it was a Tyrannosaurus Rex, wasn't it, right there?
Yeah, there was a mammoth, and there was a Sue that Tyrannosaurus Rex. Yeah,
that was a pretty cool venue for the. It was kind of the DrupalCon party, where they had drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and they had part of the museum opened up for us to just go exploring. It was really neat.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm a big proponent of the Drupal Association putting on those parties in the future, which I know is a complete pain in the butt, which is why they don't do them, but I think they should.
So, Mike, you teased a session coming from Mark Drummond, and we'll hear all about that and others coming up right after this. Hey, it's Amber Matz, production manager and trainer from Drupalize Me. What's up, Amber?
Hello. How are you?
Fancy you being here. You're on the podcast already.
I know. This is crazy.
So we get to talk about Drupalize Me. So migrate. Hooray!
Migration. Yeah, with Drupal 8.1 released, we get some new migration goodies, which means that you could actually run a migration now and not like bruise your head against a brick wall. So we've got a whole new set, a phase one, if you will, our first release of migration tutorials just released.
And it's super useful because, you know, I don't know if how much of a secret this is, but not every website is brand new. Sometimes there's content from the past that has to actually get ported into your new Drupal 8 website. So migrate is going to be the way to do it. And you're going to learn how to do it from Drupalize Me, right?
That's correct.
I heard it's literally going to blow your mind.
It just might.
So the funny part, Mike, is that's not funny. Because we recorded it after, like, you know, this happens like
just
in part
roll with
two.
It'll
be like foreshadowing.
Just roll with it. Anyway, keep on going.
I don't
just
know.
Laugh,
that's
people.
Literally...
You'll get it in about a half an hour. Figuratively, it will blow your mind.
It will literally blow your figurative mind.
You can expand your Drupal horizons with the new Migrate series from Drupalize Me.
Actually, it will probably be an antidote to getting your mind blown by migration because it will help you wrap your mind around migration in Drupal. So
it's a mind reorganizer because, yeah, so there's a series of modules to jump in and learn, right, from the beginning.
Yep, that's right. So you'll get to learn you'll get to use things like configuration entities and Drush and all sorts of tools that, you know, I don't even know the half of it. So I'm going to be reviewing going through the tutorials myself and learning a bunch of stuff about migration. So Will and Joe on the Drupalize Me team have been putting those together and there'll be more to come. And this is just the first release.
We talked to Will last time for the podcast and I was super impressed with everything that he knew. And it was second nature to him because it's the kind of thing that he's been staring at for quite a while now. And the good news is that you as a Drupal user don't have to stare at it for as long as Will stared at it because he already figured it all out and you can take advantage of that.
Yeah, and he's definitely had help and he's been neck deep in the issue queue and collaborating with Mike Ryan as well, one of the maintainers of the migration tools. So it's been great to have Drupalize Me help out in the issue queue as well as, you know, that helps us get our tutorials out the door. It's kind of this chicken and egg situation. It's like, we need this to be ready and done so that we can have great training materials. And so it was a good fit for us to help out with that. So yeah, we try and give back but also help our members. So.
Okay. Thanks, Amber.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Welcome back. We're talking about DrupalCon New Orleans. We have a number of Lullabots who are given sessions. And we also have our eighth annual Lullabot party coming up. Who's going to attend that party? Anybody? Yeah.
Yeah.
Will there be 3.5-inch floppy drive invites? I mean.
Yes. I mean, come on. It's not a Lullabot party unless there's old school floppy disk invites.
Eight. And that means our party is like officially in second grade, right?
Something. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Or it's like the Drupal 8 version, right? Did anybody think of that?
Oh, we should, eights are going to be everywhere. We should totally do that.
Oh, yeah. We did that on purpose, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been planning that since
Drupal 5.
8 years ago.
Who delayed Drupal 8? Us. Just to make it match our party.
So just to be clear, we have a Lullabot party every year. It gives a chance for people to get together and hang out with the Lullabots. And, you know, we have clients and people from the community, people from DrupalCon. Anyone's welcome. Stop on by. Hang out. Usually there's music and drinks and I don't even know. Does anyone know anything like what we're actually doing?
Yeah, I know because I have it in a document which you're not looking at.
Tell me about the DrupalCon party, Mike.
All right. The party is Wednesday, May 11th at the Ace Hotel. It starts at 7 p.m. and goes till whenever. And that's at 600 Karen DeLay Street in New Orleans, which is about a 15-minute walk from DrupalCon. And it's going to be fantastic.
previous years of DrupalCon parties for Lullabot have seen karaoke and swimming pools that somebody actually swam in. It was kind of cool.
We put Eaton's face on a t-shirt.
That's true. Eaton's face was on a t-shirt.
Eaton gone.
It's always good. It's always busy. Come early. Have a good time. Wednesday night. Right.
And then there was the party where Mark Sonnenbaum bench pressed me.
That's true. That's true. There was a rock concert at a couple of the parties.
That's right.
And in Chicago and Portland, yeah. So Mark Drummond, you'll be talking a couple of talks, right, at DrupalCon.
I will.
So responsive images, that's one of them, and I know that that's a passion of yours.
Yeah, so I will be giving a talk, Sizing Up Responsive Images, Make a Plan Before You Drupal. And that will be Tuesday at 5 p.m. It's always good to be the one thing standing between people and dinner. And that will be in room 265-266.
So, Mark, what's the one paragraph? What is responsive images, and why should people go to your session?
Sure. Well, as we all know, the internet was invented to share cat photos.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll be talking about how you can share cat photos in a way that they look really great, whether they are on a big, giant desktop screen or on a small screen. They'll look great and load quickly. And I'll be talking less about the syntax of responsive images, specifications, and more about how do I look at my particular site, how images fit into the layout of the site, and plan out what are all these numbers and how do I plan out which image styles and files I'll need to make this all work. So it's about planning.
Front-end strategy, if you will.
Yeah, and all the photos in the slides are cats. So that's just like an extra bonus. Like if you just don't have another session to go to and you just want to see a bunch of cute cat photos, you know, you can come by.
All right. So what other sessions?
Yeah, you've got more than one.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday at 1 p.m., Matthew Tift and I will be giving a talk about amping up Drupal. And if Matthew wants to jump
Matthew, who's also on the podcast today. Hi, Matthew.
Hey.
So you're talking with Mark Drummond about amping up Drupal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you like plug it into your Fender half stacks and or not Fender. Who makes
Marshall? Come on,
Marshall.
That's
there
a different
that's
kind
it.
Of amp.
Oh, so tell me about amping up Drupal.
Good leading, Matt.
I try sometimes. It doesn't always work.
And this is room 260, 261.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday at 1 p.m. So
for those of you that don't know, the Accelerated Mobile Project is a way to speed up websites, and lots of publishers are implementing it now. It's sort of an open source version of the Facebook Instant Articles or Apple News, if you've heard of those things. But we now have a Drupal module for creating AMP pages. And Mike, you actually know all about that because you're using it now.
Yeah, I do. I'm on a project right now where I'm implementing AMP, and it's actually a lot of fun. It's going good. I actually, Mark, I contributed a patch back today, so you should
I'll take a look.
Yeah, without even reviewing, you can just merge that in.
Yeah, I will review your code carefully.
No.
So if you have questions about AMP, you want to find out what it is, or come and protest the use of AMP.
And we'll also be walking you through how do you make use of these tools that we've created for AMP. How do you use it with Drupal? Because we've got some hopefully pretty useful tools that will let you do this with your Drupal site.
Mark, what sessions are you excited to see?
Whoa,
you have a third one?
Yeah, he has a third one. Matt.
Okay, so I'm a participant in a third one. It's a core conversation about the admin side of Drupal as an application, putting more JavaScript in core. And this is Wednesday at 5 p.m. in room 278. And the discussion will be Preston So and I, moderated by Danny Norden, about this whole discussion that the Drupal community has been having over since the beginning of the year about whether we put a JavaScript framework in core, what do we do to do things with JavaScript to make Drupal better. There's been a lot of heated discussion about that, and we'll talk about pros and cons of the proposals and maybe even look at some alternative ways we could do things with JavaScript to kind of achieve the goals that we're trying to achieve. So it should be a good discussion.
Now, Mark, I've been talking to Preston, and Preston says it's going to come down to an arm wrestling match. Are you aware of this, that you're going to be arm wrestling Preston on stage?
Well, you know, that's just going to depend on who's has a better control of the state of that arm wrestling and can, you know, use their arm components to react to the arm wrestling events that are happening in the room.
Well, if your components are reusable, then it really doesn't matter if you lose, right? Because you just try again?
Well, yeah, because then I could just, like, duplicate and make, like, 10 different arm components, and then I would win.
But you'd still just have a bunch of losing arms.
You guys are geeks.
Boy, having three sessions at DrupalCon, that's a huge deal, Mark. That's great.
Yeah, that is. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm giving one session on my own, and I'm a participant in a couple others. Okay. That's... Yeah,
but that's still a big deal. So congratulations.
Thanks.
Don't downplay yourself there. That's pretty awesome.
Well, I'm excited. This will be my first DrupalCon ever, and I'm really excited.
What?
Yeah.
So I'm going to jump to the last question, which for you would be, you know, what is your DrupalCon experience? But since this is your first, what are you expecting from DrupalCon? What are you looking forward to the most?
So I think it's going to be fun balancing and fun. Yeah, I'll just say fun. There's going to be interesting sessions to go to. There's going to be interesting boffs, core conversations, the hallway track, talking to people. Trying to do all of that at the same time should be an interesting challenge. Ultimately, what I'm really excited about is I've contributed to Drupal the last couple of years, and some people I know only as their username, really. And I've met some people at camps, and that's really fun, because when you actually meet somebody, it's a lot easier to have conversations with them, especially when there's difficult issues. And so meeting people and talking to people face to face and having some of the conversations that are not as easy to do within the issue queue, I'm really looking forward to that. I'm planning to be there for weekend sprints, both before and after DrupalCon, and expecting to be able to hopefully make some progress on some good core things. I'm going to help with the sprint mentoring on Friday. I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to have a fun gathering of front-end people on Monday, a gathering of people who aren't at other trainings or summits, and just that'll be fun, touch base with other Drupal front-end folks.
Exciting. So,
and I've never seen a pre-note in person.
I tell you what, last year's was just amazing. What sessions are you excited to see?
So I just did a conference recently, and Sarah Wachter-Betcher gave a keynote there, and that will be very similar to the keynote that she's giving at DrupalCon, and it's really excellent. She and Eric Meyer wrote a book, Design for Real Life, that's about considering stress cases, considering how people will use your website and your services when they're under a lot of stress, and just designing for real humans and the real issues that they might have when they're working with your website. And it's really powerful, and I think that's going to be a really good keynote on Wednesday. There's a couple other sessions I'm interested in. There's Streamline Front-End Development with Pattern Lab and Twig, and that's on Tuesday. And I'm a big fan of Pattern Lab as a prototyping tool, pattern library tool. And so I'm interested to see how those folks are working with that and Drupal. And then Future of Drupal Performance on Wednesday. Fabian X is giving a presentation about cool things we can do to make Drupal's performance even more amazing. And he's been a participant in some of the really big performance improvements that happen in Drupal 8. So looking forward to seeing what he has to say.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Matthew Tift, we just heard from you. You're sharing a session with Mark Drummond, the amping up Drupal session. You also have another one, configuration management for developers in Drupal 8.
Yes. Yeah. This is a session that Alex Pott and I are going to be giving concerning configuration management. And we gave a similar one at BadCamp last year, where we answered lots of questions about configuration management. And it's one of the most exciting new features of Drupal 8. So lots of people still have questions, though, about it. So we thought we could give this session specifically to answer questions that people are having actually using configuration management. Because, you know, honestly, for however many years that was that we were working on it, we sort of had to imagine how people were going to use it, and now people are actually using it and people are having questions, and so we're going to try and address some of those questions and then answer other questions. But a lot of what we can provide is in the way of, well, here's the philosophy behind how this works. And although we tried our best to document all this, people still are asking lots of good questions about configuration management, so we're going to talk about it. And that's Tuesday at 2:15 in room 20 or 267, 268.
Awesome. So you and Alex are the initiative leads for configuration management, correct?
That is not correct.
What?
Technically, the initiative lead would have been Greg Dunlap, or I think that's the word, but we're co-maintainers.
Ah.
I think that's the correct terminology. So if you look in maintainers.txt, Alex and I both have names and our names in there. So that's where that comes from.
Your initiative nurturers.
Yes, nurturers.
Alex and you and Greg all came onto the podcast for episode 176 on December 17th and talked about the configuration system.
Yep.
Super exciting part of Drupal 8. And I'm actually looking forward to hearing what you have to say now. So it should be good.
All right. Well, I'll tell you everything.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't mean now, did you?
Now, meaning like, you know, in a couple of days at DrupalCon. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds perfect.
So what other sessions are you looking forward to, Matthew?
Well, it's funny. I was looking over the list of sessions that I have shown up and or I am looking forward to, and all of them are sessions that happen just about every year. So I'm looking forward to the sprints. Although just about every other year I've gone for way too many days and it's too long away to be from my family for like 9 days. So I'm not doing quite as much sprinting, but I'll be doing a little of sprinting before and afterwards. But then I always look forward to the Dries Note on Tuesday at 9 o'clock. I usually look forward to going to the Drupal Association board meeting, and that's on Wednesday at 11:45. And then in terms of sessions, well, I guess if you heard episode 184 of the Lullaby podcast, you'll probably know that I want to go attend the Selling Drupal Modules and Distros session because I wrote a lot of stuff about that. And finally, the one of my favorite sessions every year, probably my favorite, is the State of Drupal session where lots of the people working on Drupal, including Dries, sit in front of everybody near the end of the conference. This one's at Tuesday at 2:15, and they just answer questions about what anybody is wondering about Drupal. So that's definitely one of my favorite sessions, the State of Drupal.
I'm going to assume by end of the conference you actually mean Thursday at 2:15, not Tuesday at 2:15.
Yes, I'm here to confuse you. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
It's okay. I had to like look up the times for my sessions so that I could say them on the podcast today. And I looked at my calendar and I had them as something else. And then I went to find the links on the DrupalCon website, and I realized I had the wrong time written down for both of my sessions.
So. Ooh, I'm glad we saved you there.
Thanks, guys.
Well, I actually wrote down Thursday at 2:15. My reading skills are slow today.
So, Matthew, do you have any fond memories from DrupalCons of yore?
You know, I do have fond memories of lots of DrupalCons, like mm-hmm. the Chicago Field Museum. But the one that sticks with me the most was my first one. I think this was 7 years ago or seven DrupalCons ago or so in San Francisco. And that was my first exposure to real people in the Drupal community. So for those of you listening that have never been before, if you enjoy it as much as I do, you'll probably start jumping on social media and telling everybody how awesome Drupal is to the point that they no longer want to follow you anymore and hear what you have to say about it. But that's exactly what happened to me my first DrupalCon, because I just had so much fun with all the people doing all of the things. And it was my first time to San Francisco, and I never even really left anything that was – I've never really left the conference to go see the city. I just was so happy to be sprinting and meeting new people. So
I can tell you, Matthew, you walked down the street from the conference one night and we met at the Microsoft party. Whether you remember this well or not, and I know that you've met tons of people that night, but I distinctly remember a Matthew Tift of several years ago wearing a Minnesota Twins hat at a post-conference party.
Yes, I actually remember that party very well because they let us drink any kind of alcohol we want, including the stuff way up on the top shelf.
I was just going to say that I was at the same party, and I don't know who I met there. I'm assuming I met a lot of people, but hopefully I met you guys.
I think you were there too, Mike. But
yeah, definitely.
But I remember asking Matthew about the Twins, and because they were off to a good start that year, and there aren't that many sports ball fans when you go to DrupalCon.
That's right, and I'm one of them.
Cool. Amber Matz, you're on the list. Hi, Amber.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So you're giving a DrupalCon session that's a little bit different, and I'm kind of excited about, too.
If by different you mean crazy, then yes, I am.
Is it really crazy, though? Like, people talk about the internet being different in the future. And
yeah, the future is here, man.
Tell me.
Well, there's this new track this year called Horizons, and the session or the track leaders or whoever, whatever they're called, there was a bullet in there called that said Internet of Things, and people just started pestering me about submitting a session because they knew that I've been really getting into making things with electronics, and I had brought a prototype to the Lullabot retreat, and so I was just getting really hounded, I think is the right word, to submit something. So I cooked up this session, Beyond the Blink, Add Drupal to Your IoT Playground. And IoT is Internet of Things. And so it's this crazy little session in which I will talk about my newfound love for making things with electronics, having no previous background in electronics whatsoever, besides using them, and moving data and messages between things and systems over the Internet of Things and what that is, and how I added Drupal to the mix using web services and other fun things, and plenty of lessons learned. So as I like to say, there will be blinking lights and plenty of them. I have a couple of demos lined up as well and some show and tell projects, and I'm you don't have to know anything about Arduino or Raspberry Pi or embedded systems or the Internet of Things or even Drupal to learn something new and maybe catch the maker bug. And this maker bug is definitely going around the Drupal A's me team a little bit too, right, Joe?
Correct.
Yeah. Don't show too much enthusiasm, Joe.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
I told you guys this was on my list of sessions to see.
That sounds like the voice of someone who just built a robot dog feeder.
Not quite, but I did make an LED blink last night. That was pretty cool.
It's pretty exciting to make things blink. So
I've been following Amber on Twitter and sort of stalking her while she's attempting to put this the session together, and it's super fun watching how it's gone from like I need to learn some things about Drupal. So like Amber on a Saturday afternoon in the playground sewing microchips onto clothes and trying to get like GPS positions into Drupal. Like, whoa, that got complicated.
Yeah, my brain has melted a little bit. I take refuge in the fact that every week I give my 9-year-old niece robot lessons. So we've been building an Arduino-based robot over Google Hangouts. She's in Shreveport, Louisiana. And actually, after DrupalCon, I'm going to go visit them and actually do some stuff with them in person. So
cool.
I'm really looking forward to that. But yeah, so this is a fun session, and it's really open to everyone of all experiences and backgrounds, and it should be a lot of fun. And that is Thursday after the coffee break at 10:45 in the Black Mesh Room, which is 267-268. I'll be flipping a coin as to which one of those rooms I'll go into first. But
and the coin is actually wired to your Drupal site to send a tweet out to let everybody know which door you'll be walking in. Yeah,
yeah, I'll just like hold. Yeah, there will be like a robot arm which will like flip the coin, and yeah, no, I don't know.
But first, there's a random number generator that determines how much force the coin will be flipped with. Okay. So when you pack up all your bits and bobs and go through TSA, is that going to be a problem or?
Well, I was wondering about that because I had to do the same thing when I went to the Lullabot retreat, and I just told them, like, I just straight up said, hey man, there's a bunch of electronics in my bag. Is that going to be a problem? They're like, is it larger than a CD player? And I said, nope. They're like, no problem. And I went right through. It was, like, easy. It was the easiest TSA journey. But it's Portland Airport, which is awesome. Yeah. So, but I didn't have any trouble coming back either, so hopefully it'll be fine.
Nice. Cool.
So what sessions are you interested in hearing?
I always like to attend Ryan Weaver's sessions. He's just so enthusiastic about Drupal and Symfony. And so he's got a session called Double Your Toolbox, the Shared Goodies of D8 and Symfony. And so I'm looking forward to that. And also Joe's session on extending Drupal, especially since we're ramping up our module development related tutorials for Drupalize Me. So always something new to learn.
Awesome. So what is your favorite DrupalCon experience?
Well, my first DrupalCon was actually in my hometown of Portland, mm-hmm. and my favorite experience was that was my very first trivia night, and seeing Jeff Eaton in person, and the whole, we were in front, and it was just the funnest, most hilarious night. I just absolutely had a blast, so thank you, Jeff, for having doing that, and it, being a part of that, and it, contributing to my...
coming up again.
Yep, trivia night, so love that, and I'm just really looking forward to reconnecting with people and seeing faces I haven't seen in a while, so it should be a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Thanks for the awesome segue, Amber. So up next, Jeff Eaton, the trivia night host. So tell us about your session, Jeff.
So the title of my session is Recoupling, Bridging Design and Structured Content. And to be fair, the title is a bit clickbaity. You know, with all the rage about decoupling, I wanted to talk about some of the interesting new challenges that organizations are having as they get on board with this. So the idea is that, like, decoupling is super hot in Drupal community right now. It's really cool because it lets us reuse content in creative and cool ways. And it's built on top of a foundation of meaningful structured content, which Drupal is really great at. But there's a downside. Turns out that the design side of things, you know, the aesthetics that we think of, you know, decoupling and structured content as sort of getting us away from, isn't just like a frosting that we slather on in the theme layer. There's lots of important decisions about how to communicate and like how to add value that are really tightly tied into the content itself, and they're part of the design, but they're not just aesthetics, and we need to figure out ways to capture that meaning without tangling it up in ephemeral aesthetics and sort of polluting the sort of decoupled, structured, you know, pure content aspect we've, you know, been working on. It's a tangly problem, but the good thing is there are a lot of really good real-world examples from orgs that have been doing it and doing it well, and we're going to be exploring that in the session, so hooray!
Awesome. So what day and what time and what room are you in?
So I am going to be in the Acquia room, 271-273, on Wednesday at 3:45.
And have you made a decision into which room you are going to walk into?
I am going to just thud vigorously into the non-existent 272 and look really that's my plan.
So it's like Harry Potter. You have to just run really fast at the wall. Is that correct?
That's the plan. Yeah, yeah.
All right. That's going to be awesome. So what was your first DrupalCon?
Oh, my first DrupalCon. My first DrupalCon was actually the Open Source CMS Summit in Sunnyvale at Yahoo headquarters.
Doesn't count. Wasn't a DrupalCon.
That was DrupalCon. That was DrupalCon.
No.
But we also had like people from a couple other CMSs there, and we called it the Open Source CMS Summit. But
see,
it was really cool. That was like. It feels it was those were back in the days when DrupalCon was about as large as some of the large to middling camps are now. So it was a really interesting way to get started, and I think that the atmosphere of that really sort of cemented my fondness for the hallway track in current DrupalCons. Mm-hmm. Because although there's a lot of great content in the sessions and stuff like that, that sort of scrappy cluster of people huddled around a laptop showing off something cool and noodling through a problem, that feels like classic DrupalCon to me.
So do you have a favorite experience within DrupalCons outside of the hallway track?
Oh, boy. I think there have been, pure content-wise, there's always great stuff, but I'm a sucker for like the zany novelty sessions. So I think there was a disco-related session a couple of years back that was extremely memorable. Big thumbs up.
Gotcha. So do you have any other sessions that you're interested in and that you're looking forward to?
I feel like I'm just echoing what everybody else is saying, but I'm really looking forward to a Joe Schindler session on altering, extending, and enhancing Drupal 8. I haven't been participating really heavily in the dev cycle for Drupal 8, although that I've been keeping up on it and sort of dipping my toe in when it intersected with different issues that I was working on, which means that I'm sort of up to speed on the high level stuff, and I've dipped my toe in to like write some modules and work on some stuff for DA, but I'm really looking forward to his sort of high level overview of the different ways that all of our sort of altering and overriding and enhancing tricks have changed and grown in DA. So I'm super excited about it.
I feel like Eaton saying enhancing in like air quotes, because I know he's just going to use the knowledge to create all kinds of novelty modules that
absolutely.
Make things blink or turn your text into rainbows and unicorns.
I don't want to spoil anything, but I'm already writing a Symfony request handler or response handler that replaces all instances of the word snowman in your DOM with the snowman emoji.
See, I told you.
And it totally works even after caching.
So that's why you were asking about that.
I have no comment. Let's just say there was coincidental overlap with some legitimate client needs.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm. With the Arctic Drupal market, is that correct?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, igloos and stuff, yeah.
Penguins are us.
How many DrupalCons have you been to, Eaton? How many DrupalCons has it been for you?
Oh, me? You know what? I don't know. I know it's been at least 10 DrupalCons. I usually make the European DrupalCons every once in a while, but I think I've managed to make it to every one of the U.S. DrupalCons, so mm-hmm. it's been a while, yeah.
You went to Australia too, didn't you?
I did go to the DrupalCon Australia, and we learned all sorts of fun facts about the native wildlife, which will murder you in a heartbeat. Nice. Friendly people, not so friendly wildlife.
And that's very similar to the render array, right?
Exactly.
that's pretty good, Matt.
Since I'm the only loser on the call that doesn't have a session, I do want to talk. You're supposed to ask me the questions now, Mike. You ready?
Yeah. That's actually pretty good. Yeah. Thanks. So, do you have any DrupalCon sessions you're interested in, Matt Cleave?
Hey, thanks for the softball. Yes, I do. Other people have mentioned Gus Childs talking about the render array. Mm-hmm. I'll listen to whatever Gus has to say. I actually, Lullabot worked with Gus once on a project and I was on it, and I'm really looking forward to that, and anything that I can learn about Drupal 8, Joe's session will be great. I'm looking forward to it.
What about my session, Matt?
Mike, I think I've seen you give that session a couple of times, maybe, no? At least something similar. And I'm not as front-endy as you, but I'm sure it'll be good.
I don't think so, Matt. I don't think you've seen it yet.
Okay.
What's your favorite DrupalCon experience?
Meeting Matt Tift at the Microsoft party in San Francisco. actually, it was probably at DrupalCon San Francisco, and it was at a session. I know that people talk about the hallway tracks, and when I go back and I think about my previous DrupalCon stuff experiences, one session that I went to in San Francisco that really kind of changed the way I thought about a lot of things, and I had a lot of really good takeaways from, was I'm never going to be able to say his name, but his first name is Khalid, and he used to blog on 2Bits was his company.
I know who that is.
Yeah. So
yeah,
he gave a performance session at San Francisco that was very good for what I needed to know at that time.
I think I remember that session. Wasn't that something like 7 million page views on one server or something like that?
Yes, that was it. And it was just... And a lot of what he had to say was you know, simplify what you're doing, and oh, you should use these other three technologies, but it was good. It was useful to what I was learning, and definitely helpful to my Drupal life. It was
awesome. So hey, we have a booth, right?
Yeah, we're gonna be at the Lullabot booth.
Yeah, Matt and I are actually, we're scheduled for a Lullabot booth, which is going to be awesome. Yes. I have a jacket specifically picked out for DrupalCon New Orleans and a Lullabot booth.
Yeah, so if you stop by the Lullabot booth, say, hey, where's the podcast guys? Or, yeah. Hey, I watched Eaton's talk.
Hey, you guys suck.
or maybe bad. It's, hey, I want to work with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a good one. Everybody else, Matt, do you know what booth we have?
The Lullabot booth.
All right.
No, I don't have any idea the booth number or anything, but I bet you can guarantee that you can find the big red robot, and we'll pass out a sticker, and it'll be great.
Yeah, we are in booth 206. See, I'm prepared.
Oh, good for you. I don't see, and I don't even know what that means. I know that you go to conferences, and there's like booth numbers and stuff, but as far after you set it up, it's like, great, 206.
Okay. Yeah. There's some truth to that.
Have you like ever looked at a map and tried to find a specific booth?
No.
Just saying.
We also have some cool giveaways. We're not going to tell you what they are, but they will blow your mind, literally.
Whoa! Really? Literally?
Not literally.
Well, yeah. You're right. Sorry. Hopefully figuratively.
Not literally. Sorry.
They will figuratively blow your mind.
Nerds.
So are you saying that the giveaways are like Brain Tejo?
I think so.
That's a good one.
I don't know.
Since I learned what Tejo was about 48 minutes ago.
Yeah. More. It's figuratively like Brain Tejo.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's a good analogy.
All right.
Well, let's wrap up. It's about that time.
Hey, thanks guys. Thanks for sticking around, Amber and Joe and Mark and Eaton and Matt and Mike.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
See you in a couple days.
Yeah.
Yay.
Woo.
Bye.
Ta-da.